number 48 gives us a picture as we read it of these boys that are on the midst of the Sea of Galilee. And while they're out there, the Bible said that he saw them toiling and rowing, for the wind was contrary unto them. We get a picture here of some disciples that are in the middle of the will of God, but yet they are stuck in the middle of the will of God. If you listen to some people, they will make you think that if anything's going wrong in your life, that you are wrong and out of the will of God. But may I submit for your approval tonight that sometimes you can be in the center of the will of God and still be stuck in the middle of life. May I say that our ministries get stuck, marriages get stuck, careers get stuck, our dreams and our goals get stuck, our health gets stuck, our finances get stuck, our spiritual walk with the Lord at times can be stuck. But may I say that sometimes there is a purpose behind what we get stuck in life, and that God is not taken by surprise by these stuck situations. And every single person under the sound of my voice can make it through these stuck environments by following the truths that we find in Mark chapter number 6. Number one, I want to talk about that I find right in our text. There are, first of all, if we're going to make it out of this stuck situation, there are things that we must recall. Number one, in the middle of being stuck, before I go any further, how many would be honest and say this, Brother CT, I know what it's like to be stuck. Boy, I have. I know what it's like to row and to row and to row in life, but feel like I'm getting nowhere at all. Number one, in the middle of those stuck environments, there are things that we must recall. Number one, we find in verse number 45, the very first thing I would like to speak to the disciples about is this. Number one, verse 45, he said, and he immediately, and he did straightway. He constrained his disciples. The very first thing we must recall is our company. Our company. The disciples are not by themselves. They are not alone. They are not part of a Democrat or Republican. There are many things they could have claimed to, but the biggest thing they could claim to in this story and in this passage is that they were one of his. They were one of his disciples. And what a joy in life to know that, yes, we may go through a stuck environment. Yes, we may be going through a hard situation. Yes, we may be stuck, but there's something for the child of God to be able to rejoice in, to know that I am not my own, but I am bought with a price, and that I am one of his. I belong to God Almighty, and if I die and if I sink, I will die as one of his. Not only their company, but their constraining. It was Jesus that constrained them to get into the boat. They are where he told them to be. And not only are they with him, and not only are they where he told them to be, but we see their command. They are going where Jesus said to go. He said, go to the other side. May I stop just a minute and say, if you are with Jesus, and if you are where he told you to be, and if you are headed in the direction that he has told you to go, you are in the safest place that you could possibly be. I'm telling you this, the middle of the will of God for your life is the safest place that you could possibly be. I'm glad today that in the midst of our circumstances and in the midst of our trouble, there are things that we can recall that can bring us encouragement and help along the way. Not only are there things that we can recall, but secondly, there are things that we must reject. These men since even time have been rowing. It is now the fourth watch of the night, which is 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. And here they are. They're weary and they're tired. They're exhausted. Fear has come over them. I'm sure they're made out of the same stuff we're made of. Has God left us out here to die? Where is Jesus? We are here, but he is there. He's up on the mountain praying, but we're out on the middle of sea of life. And I wonder, some of y'all wouldn't act so spiritual tonight. There's been times in your life where you've been on the middle of your sea of confusion, and you have wondered, and you have fed into the lie that the devil told you, and you have thought to yourself, surely God has left me out here to die. Old David was anointed by God. He was anointed by Samuel, rather, to be the king. He ought to took encouragement from that, but Saul begins to try to slay him, and David said, surely Saul shall slay me. David should have known that God didn't bring him this far to let him down now. There are things that we must reject. The devil, we know this. The real battle is not around us. The battle's right here. And if the devil, help me boys, if the devil can get in your mind, he can stop us before we even get started. The devil will play games with your mind. That's why the Bible says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. That's why it's important that you be a child of God that wakes up every morning and gets in that King James Bible and spends time in your prayer closet. Because if you spend all your time with your problems, you'll stay defeated. But if you spend your time with the problem solver and say, God, I've been thinking crazy. The devil's been telling me it's over. The devil's telling me I'm done. But I just believe by faith, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. By faith, there are things you must reject. And not everything that comes into your mind is true. We must reject what we think. We must at times reject how we feel. And we must at times reject what we see. How many of y'all believe this? It ain't over till God says it's over. It ain't over until God says it's over. I am halfway decent at times at preaching on faith, but I ain't as good at living it as I want to be. Sometimes if we'd be honest, we can look at things and think there's no way I'll ever make it through that. There's times when we lean upon how we feel. We think there's no way I'll ever make it through this. If we rely upon what we think, we must admit there are things and times we must understand that we'll think we'll never make it through. But sometimes you've got to, by faith, rise above how you feel and how you think and say, if God be for me, who can be against me? I'm thankful sometimes just the common purpose would understand that God has not brought me this far to let me down now. And the God of my salvation and the God of glory loves me too much to hurt me, and he's a God that will see me through what I'm going through. Things we must reject. Let me ask you a question. What's those thoughts been going through your mind that the devil been implanting in your mind that ain't even a reality? You know how many church splits happen every year over people thinking things that aren't even not even really going on? Battles that aren't even real. Personas that ain't even real. One woman over here can't go over there because there's a woman who she thinks don't like her, and she's already made up in her mind before you know it. This woman's got 15 people around that woman, and that woman ain't done nothing but just sat in church trying to shout and have a good time. The devil knows if he can start the battle here, he can defeat it. These boys are stuck. There's things they must recall, but there's also things they must reject if they're going to make it through. Then lastly, there's things that they must receive. Things that they must receive. I asked the Holy Ghost, I said, Lord, I need you to give me some insight into this. Why Why would you allow these boys? You're God. You are omniscient. You know everything. You knew the storm was coming. Why would you send them into the midst of the sea knowing that was coming, and you go to the mountain to pray? And we find that the Bible said that while they're in the midst of the Sea of Galilee, that they're out there and they're toiling and rowing. They've been out there for hours all by themselves. And here comes Jesus walking, appearing as a ghost on the middle of the sea. Fear comes over these men's life. The Bible said that he would have passed them by, but they cried out to him, and Jesus steps in the boat. And when Jesus stepped in the boat, the winds lay down, the waves are calmed, and everything's fine. And the Bible said that when Jesus stepped in the boat, watch this now, that they were sore amazed beyond measure and wondered. The next verse to me sticks out like a sore thumb. For they considered not the miracle of the loaves. Here's what I believe, and you can fix me if I ain't right. I believe this means a few verses earlier, Jesus is feeding 5,000 people. The disciples there, they're Baptists because they're doubting everything Jesus is saying to do. They said, we don't have the money. We don't have the resources. We don't have what it takes. Send them away. Send them away. Send them away. I mean, everything's negative. Everything's down. And Jesus, there's a boy that's got a couple pieces of fish and a couple pieces of bread. Jesus takes those loaves and he takes those fishes and multiplies it and begins feeding 5,000 some people. And the Bible says in this verse that they considered not the miracle of the loaves, which lets me see and lets me understand that they were feeding 5,000 people, and they never even recognized the fact that Jesus took that bread and took that fish, multiplied it in the amount to feed all of those people with all of the basketfuls left over. Here's what I'm trying to say. They got so busy serving God and so busy working for God that their heart got calloused and their spiritual hands got calloused, where miracles were all around them, but they lost their amazement. They lost that joy. They lost the wonder. They lost the ability for Jesus to take their breath away. They lost the ability to say, did you see what Jesus just did? They forgot and lost the ability to weep over how good he was. They lost the ability to enjoy walking with Jesus. It became a job. It became a principle. It became just routine and mechanical. And I believe this. I believe Jesus let them boys get stuck in the middle of the sea because they could not go further until they got their amazement back. Amen. Could it be that you're stuck tonight because you've lost your tears? Could it be